The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. It is Vince Russo, and it is Tuesday. But it's really not Tuesday. It is Monday, because I am changing my schedule around just a bit. For some strange reason, my plate keeps getting fuller and fuller and fuller. And I used to tape That's Life every Tuesday morning. But now with new commitments, with new responsibilities, I need to juggle a few things around. And one of them is the recording of this show. So it looks like going forward, I am going to be recording That's Life on Mondays, no longer on Tuesdays. I will try to come up with a set time. I know there are a lot of you out there that like to watch the show live on Twitch. So it's just a matter of me getting my schedule down so I can let you know when we're going to be taping certain things, when those things would be live on Twitch, so you can follow along if you'd like to. We've added more shows to our platforms. We've added a couple of shows to patreon.com/RussoTWC. We've added Time Out, the Disco Inferno show. We've added Eyes Up Here with ECW's Francine. Those are going to be on Patreon starting March 1st. Over on russosbrand.com, the shows on the Realm Network. We have added a bucket full of chicken decks making its return, where I am going to talk about all things outside of wrestling. I'm going to keep track on an everyday basis of the things that are affecting me, the things that are touching me, the things I want to discuss, the things I want to get off my chest, the things I just need to get out there. I'm going to be bringing that back, and also I'm going to be doing a show with the great Stevie Ray from Harlem Heat. It's going to be called Black and White. We're really going to be tackling a lot of the tough issues. I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's funny, because what I wanted to talk about today is something I ask myself all the time. And I think more people out there should be consumed with this same question. And the question is really a simple one. Why are we here? Why are we here? Are we here just to have fun? Are we here to party? Are we here to just have a good time? Are we here to be depressed? Are we here to be anxious? Are we here to feel sorry for ourselves? Are we here to succeed? Are we here to fail? Are we here to have an impact on other people? Are we here to lift other people up? Or are we here to knock other people down? And you know, a lot of times when I ask myself questions like this, so many times the questions come from social media. When every day right before my eyes, I can see just people hating on people and people consuming their time with hate. Consuming their time with putting other people down. And more as I'm reading these comments, I just keep asking myself, why are you here? Do you ever ask yourself that question when you are in the middle of one of those tweets or one of those DMs or one of those emails and you're just blasting another human being? Do you ever stop and ask yourself, why am I here? Is this what the Almighty God created me to do? Did he create me to do this? And you can substitute that anywhere. Did he create me to be depressed? Did he create me to be anxious? Did he create me to be hateful? Did he create me to be ill-willed? Did he create me to be a negative force? Why am I here? Does anybody actually believe out there that you are on this planet and you are a walking, talking, living, breathing human being, and your purpose is to hate, and your purpose is to fuel negativity? Do you really believe for 1 second that's why you're here? Do you really believe that that's what you were created to be? We are all such different people. We look different. We act different. We speak different. We live in many, many, many different parts of the world, different countries. And with all the millions and millions and millions of people walking this earth, there is only one of us. So it is safe to say that every one of us was created in a special light. Every one of us was created in a unique light. Otherwise, we'd all be the same. We'd all act the same. We'd all have the same morals. We'd all have the same values. We'd all have the same language. We'd all have the same heritage. We'd all have the same nationality. We'd all have the same religion. But we are all different. And I tell you all the time, if you really want to understand the Bible, if you really want to understand the Word of God, and I know there's a lot of people out there that struggle with it, then start with logic. Why am I here? Why was the time taken? Why was the time spent to create me? Now, you're not going to create something if it's going to be a waste of time. Logically, you're not going to create something if it's not going to serve a purpose. You create something in order to utilize it. And you create something unique. And you create something different. And you create something that has a value. Which is why God created every single one of us. It brought God great joy and great love to create us. And he created us in a beautiful world. And he started us in a beautiful place, the Garden of Eden. Because God had beautiful intentions. Because we were created out of love. That is the premise. And that is where it all started. God created us in a world where there was no sin, and there was no death, and there was no killing, and there was no hatred, and there was no poverty. We had everything we wanted on this earth that he created. As a matter of fact, the Bible will tell you he put us ahead of everything. All the other creatures on this planet We were superior. He created us in his image. Just saying that alone is frightening. Because what was God's image? Was it hate? Was it to bully other people? Was it to trash talk other people? Was it to spread negativity? Was that God's likeness? When you find yourself doing any of that, you got to stop yourself for 1 second. And you have to ask yourself, is this really why I'm here? I know when I became a Christian, and I've talked about this many times, I was consumed with that question. I became consumed with that question. Why am I here? And I put my focus on searching for that answer. Because just like God created me because he loves me, then I want to please him. And he gave me special tools in order to do that. But that isn't going to be revealed until we have the right relationship with him. When we have that right relationship, God will reveal all to us. Man, I could tell you a funny story. I started doing some work for another wrestling organization, whereas I'm getting on a plane every month. I promised myself I would not do this again. Because this wasn't fun for me. I don't enjoy flying. I think there are a lot of you out there that have a fear of flying. I won't say I had a fear of flying because my job wouldn't allow me to have a fear. But let's just put it this way. If I didn't have to fly, I wouldn't fly. And thank God, because I am now blessed, I don't have to fly. I don't have to go anywhere else. I don't have to be involved in wrestling on the road. But I met an individual who I felt I needed to help. And he wanted me to help. And he was very sincere. And he was very thankful. And he was very grateful. So for whatever reason, God compelled me to help this human being. I've been doing it now for about 3 months. And just today, I received a letter from somebody I met during this new relationship. And with everything this person was saying to me, and this person opened up in such a way, I could tell that the person was lost and the person had lost their way. And it was a lot of things that a lot of us feel. Anxiety, depression, feeling absolutely useless. And I'm reading what this person is telling me. And I had to ask that person one question. I had to ask that person, do you know God? Because if you know God, you know firsthand. God did not create you to feel these things. God did not create you to experience these things. God did not create you to go through a rough time. If God created you to go through a rough time, why did he ever create the Garden of Eden? God could have thrown us smack into the middle of a world That is the world that we live in today. That is the world that we created with our own hands. To put it bluntly, we took a massive dump in God's Garden of Eden. And from that point forward, we've been paying the price. And the person that both Adam and Eve listened to is ever so present today. And on a daily basis, just like with Adam and Eve, he is trying to get us to join his cause. Is that why you're here? Are you here to join that cause? Are you here to walk down the wide road? You know what the wide road is. You see it every day. Power. All the focus going on you, me, I. Greed. Heartless. You are in your box and you are at the center of your life. And you are running your life and you are calling the shots. This is what always puzzles me. How could we call the shots when we didn't create us? How do I know what that blueprint reads when I've never seen the blueprint? So when I call my own shots, when you call your own shots, when anybody calls their own shots, that could be translated to they are doing what they want to do. And a lot of times what you want to do is what the world is telling you to do. When you're on that keyboard and you're hating on other people, the world is telling you to hate on other people. The world is telling you to spread hate from person to person to person to person. And that's not why you're here. The fact of the matter is you're here for the complete opposite. You are here to serve. You are here to put others before you. You are here to build a relationship with God so he could reveal to you why he created you. What makes you special? What gifts do you have that you are supposed to present to his kingdom? That's the meaning of life. That is what we should be consumed by, getting closer and closer and closer to God on a daily basis. To do our job here on earth, the job that we were created to do. And it's not difficult. First and foremost, you have to believe. With all your heart and soul, you have to believe. There has to be no doubt in your mind. You have to believe. You have to believe that you were created with a special purpose from a higher power who was God, and you are here to be great. That's why you're here. You are here to do great things. Then you got to read his word, and his word will speak to you. When you are focused, the words between the pages of the Bible will speak to you, and they will mean different things to different people. It's how God wants you to interpret it. For every person that sits down and reads the Bible, it brings on a whole new meaning. And then, of course, the most important thing, our personal relationship with God. We had lost our way with God because we were sinful and because we broke the rules. And a sacrifice had to be made to even the score, to make us good with God again. There had to be a sacrifice because God is a fair God. And that's where Jesus came in, the greatest sacrifice of all, the ultimate sacrifice, where God sacrificed his own son to make up for our sins, which in turn opened up the communication again between us and God. The penance was served through Jesus. Now we had a one-way communication line with God that is available to each and every one of us on a daily basis. So everything we need to answer the question, why are we here, is right before us. It is right before us. God gave us the words, which is direction. And God gave us the ability to have a relationship with him. So if we get lost and we don't have the answers and we don't understand, we could just ask him. You know, I hate the fact that I am almost 60 and it took me so late in life to understand and grasp all this. That drives me crazy. And I went through such pain and through such heartache and through such horrible tribulations at times because I was by myself, because I thought I had all the answers and I didn't have all the answers and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I kept falling on my face over and over and over and over again when the answers were right in front of me. And what makes it even worse for me is, and I'm sure a lot of you experience this as well, you feel the presence of God. You know God is there. You know somebody is taking care of you. You know somebody is looking over your shoulder. But you are so busy with what's going on in the world that you can't even give him the right time of day. And that was me. That was me. He was there. I felt his presence. I felt his love. I felt safe. But I was going to do things my way because I thought I had all the answers. There's nothing like a stubborn New Yorker. I wasn't saved till 14, 15 years ago. I was in my early 40s, my early to mid 40s. God, I just think about how much easier life would have been. That's why I'm on here telling you every week, everything I'm telling you, you're going to find out for yourself. You may find out on your deathbed. You may find out in your 60s like me, your 70s, your 80s. You're going to find out. But that's why my plea is always to you. You don't have to go through the heartache. You don't have to go through the hard times. You don't have to go through the depression. You don't have to go through the anxiety. Those answers are there for you to get them right now. The answers are there right now for you to make your life so much more easier. And And God's just hanging out and waiting. He's not going anywhere. He is waiting for you to come around. So seriously, the next time you're at that keyboard, the next time you're ready to fire away with your venom, ask yourself, is this why I'm here? Am I here to contribute to the hate in the world? Is that why I would be created? Is that why I would be different? Is that why I would have gifts? Is that why I would have strengths to promote hatred, to breed hatred? You know, I'll say this, and I say this every week. I end it this way every week. It is between you and God. And all I could sit here and tell you is how much easier God made my life. I can't tell you to ring up God, to dial up God. I can't tell you that. That is a very personal decision that has to be made by you. And maybe that decision is made by asking yourself the simple question, why am I here? That's it, everybody. That is life. I thank you for joining me today. I thank you for supporting me. Think about it, man. That's all I ask. Think about it. Ask yourself today, when you feel lost, when you feel alone, when you feel worthless, ask yourself, why am I here? I'll see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.